Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished committee members, all delegates, and ladies and gentlemen. I am Nirmala Adhikari Bhattarai, Joint Secretary of Prime Minister Office. I am going to elaborate some provisions of the temporary special measures of Nepal, which is practicing recently we have been doing a lot of things in this regard. In alignment with its commitment under CEDA and General Recommendation 25, the government of Nepal has implemented temporary special measures to accelerate women's equal participation in all levels. Particularly, we focused on the decision-making processes. The Constitution of Nepal is recognized as a gender-responsive constitution, incorporating progressive provisions that ensure women's representation in political, economic, and social spheres. Notably, Article 38 and 42 guarantee affirmative actions for women, promoting their meaningful inclusion in state structures and leadership position. Government of Nepal takes immense pride in its significant progress towards gender equality. One of the most notable achievements has been the institutionalization of gender balanced leadership at the highest level of the governance, as enshrined in constitutional provisions. These provisions mandate that the president and vice president must be from different genders or different communities, ensuring diversity and inclusivity in the nation's leadership. Similarly, the speaker and deputy speaker of the House of Representatives must include at least one woman. Further, reinforcing gender parity in legislative leadership as a direct result of these temporary special measures, Nepal has witnessed the historic election of women to key leadership roles, including the president, the speaker of the House of Representatives, and chief minister of the province government and province governors in many numbers. And in most recently, the election held in all three levels, where women constituted 33.1% of parliamentarians at the federal level, similarly 37% in provincial legislature, and forty-one percent of elected representative at the local level. Additionally, the local level election act further mandates that if a political party nominates candidates for both mayor and deputy mayor or chairperson and vice chairperson, one of them must be a woman. This provision has resulted in a substantial number of women holding deputy mayor and vice chairperson position across municipalities and rural municipalities. In the 2022 elections, 40.96% women were elected as a representative, on which is the notable, we can see the notable increasement from the 2017 elections, where 18 women, 7 mayor and 11 chairperson were elected as chiefs. In 2022, this number rose to 25 women, where 13 mayors and 12 chairpersons are there. And the number of women elected as ward chairs also saw an increase from 61 in 2017 to 68 in 2022. However, the number of women elected as deputy chiefs significantly decreased from 700 to 560.